Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. We are on Daf Mem Zayin number Beis. We're going to go back to Iboyelahu, the two dots. Six lines from the bottom. Iboyelahu. Hecha de kibel alav netirusa. So the owner of the house is makabel to watch, to be responsible. I invite you over. I tell you, I'll be responsible. Anything happens to any of your stuff, it's on me. It's my cheshbon. Don't worry about it. Just come and enjoy yourself. Mahu denafshehu demit mahu denafshehu dekibel aleha. He's certainly makabel. If anything happens from his own things, oh dilma afil netirusa da alma kibel aleha. What if something happens from something else? I invite Reuven and Shimon, and I tell them both, don't worry about it, I'll take care of all your, or anything happens to you. And Shimon's stuff ruins Reuven's stuff. So I'm responsible for that? If it's my ox, 100%, I said I would. What about Shimon ruins Reuven's? I have to pay for that? Was that included in my promise, in my guarantee? That's the Gemara's question.
I don't understand the question. He took the responsibility.
But the question, but think about it. Think about it logically. When I tell you I'm responsible, I'm going to be responsible for...
He's taking responsibility for all the stuff. To safeguard the articles, what he brought in.
The question is, even if it's things that I don't have any responsibility on your stuff. So if I invite you and your grandson to come over to my house, right? And I say, don't worry about it, I'll be responsible. When I say that, do I mean even if you damage his stuff? What if I go with my son? That's not my responsibility.
You didn't take care?
That's the question. I didn't take care in a larger sense. That's the Gemara's question. I see both sides. So, where am I up to? Tashma. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Bar Simon. Benazakin de Bekarna. In the Nazikin that was taught by Karna, in the Yeshiva of Karna, he said like this. Hichnes peros of lechatz balavayis shelo bereshus. If I bring in the fruit, shelo bereshus, uba shor mimakom acher. And a shor comes from left field. A third party shor. V'achlon, and eats it, potter. I'm potter. No, one second. I'm potter. Let's say who's... The Bryce says potter. We don't know who's potter. V'im, dichtos bereshus, chayiv. But if it was brought in with reshus, then chayiv. Who's chayiv? Man patur man chayev. Who's patur and who's chayev? Lav, isn't it? Patur balachatzer. Isn't it mean the patur is balachatzer? Why is he patur? Because he never accepted upon himself responsibility. And chayev balachatzer, right? Yeah. And the balachatzer is chayev. Why is he chayev? Because he did accept responsibility. So what do you see from here? That he is responsible, even for third parties. Beferish b'raisa. Right? Amri lo, that's not what it means. Potter bal hashor. It means that the bal hashor, the third party's potter, u chayiv bal hashor, and the third party's chayiv. So one second. This Bryce had two cases. He had a case of reshus and not reshus. If there was reshus, if there's no reshus, then the third party's chayiv. But if there was reshus, then the third party's potter. E bal hashor. What? It doesn't matter. It's a better question. Ibal Hashor, my Rishus, my low Rishus Ikkel. What Rishus and not Rishus is there? It's nothing to do with Rishus. Right. But the third party, what's the difference if it's Rishus or not?
Couldn't give Rishus anyway.
Amri Birishus, like this. If everybody was invited, Havile Shane Birishus Hanizik, then it's what happened here? Ate the fruit. It's Shane Birishus Hanizik. Shein b'rishos hanizik chayevas. Shelo b'rishos, if it wasn't rishos, then me being here is without permission. Havilei shein b'rishos harabim. And it's like I'm in rishos harabim. I'm in a public place. It means I'm anywhere but where I'm allowed to be. I'm not allowed to be in your property. You didn't invite me. I have no right to be there. It has the status of rishos. It's not a rishos harabim. It's your backyard. But it has the status of rishos harabim because I don't have a right to be there. Therefore, v'shein b'rishos harabim petura, and shein and b'rishos harabim is pater. That's why the rishos and the not rishos is so vital. Toshma. Let's try to bring another riot of this issue. Ready for this one? Hichnis shor.
I'm curious one thing.
Yeah.
Was he a shevachim?
Who's he?
The owner of the property.
No. I tell you, come for lunch. Come for lunch. So, but listen, I have my ox is very sick. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Is he a shemachinam?
No, he's not a shemachinam. He's nothing.
He's not a
shemachinam. He's a host inviting a guest.
Somebody takes responsibility. He becomes a shemachinam.
What? I don't know. So what happens if I invite you for lunch and you're sitting at the table with me and I knock off your glasses and I break your glasses? I don't know. I'm walking in the kitchen and I bump into you. So let's not give that case. Let's find the case like some similar case like that. You bring your own cup and I knock it over. Not a shomer. Not a shomer.
No, when
somebody hilchas shomer.
Somebody takes responsibility. That's what I'm asking.
I hear you. When you take responsibility, so what are you?
You're telling me that you're going to watch my property now.
I don't know. You're not anything more than a shomer chinam, right?
Why should he be chayav?
What?
Why should he be chayav at all?
Because he specifically said I'll be responsible. That's why. So what is that in
Shomer?
I don't know. What?
That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a Shomer Chinam.
It's not a Shomer Chinam. It's not a Shomer Sochar. You're not getting paid.
It's not a Shoyu.
It's not a Shoyu. It's not a Sochar. I didn't rent it. I just invited you. I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Anyway, listen to the next one. Ready for this? Toshma. Hichnis Shoro L'chotzer Balabayas. I invite you. Not invite you. You come uninvited. Shalom Bershus. You bring your shard to my property, shalom bershus. Ubash shard mokam acher, and some other shard comes, unagacho, and damages your shard. Potter. Again, who's potter? Vim hichtis birishus, chayiv. But if you had permission to bring your ox here, then chayiv. Man potter, man chayiv. Who's potter and who's chayiv? Lav, isn't it? Potter balachotzer, v'chayiv balachotzer. Isn't it? Pater bala chotzer and chayiv balha chotzer, right? What do you see from here? That a third party is chayiv.
Why is this case different than the one?
That case was fruit, in this case it's a shor, got damaged. So it's the same thing, it's another brisa.
Right.
Lo, pater bala shor, chayiv bala shor. No, the bala shor is chayiv. Why is the bala shor chayiv? If that's true, what does rishus and not rishus make a difference?
Right.
So before we said the difference was shame. There is no Shane now. Now it's Karen. Makes no difference where it happens. E hachi, my brishos, my low brishos, echo. What's the difference brishos, not brishos? Amri, hamani, reptarfani. No, this brishos reptarfani. The Amri said, Mashunah, Karen, Bechatzar, Nezek, Nezek, Shalim, Nezek, Shalim, Mashalim. So, brishos, reptarfani said that if it's in brishos a Nezek, you pay a Nezek Shalim. Even if it's a Tam. If it's in brishos a Rabim, you only pay Chatzin Nezek. Now, brishos, if I got permission, have a lay Karen, Bechatzar, Nezek, Mashalim, Nezek, Shalim. Shalom brishos, have a lay Karen, brishos a Rabim. Then it's Karen and brishos a Rabim. It's not brishos a Rabim. It's in your house. But I had no brishos to be there, so therefore it's like it's brishos a Rabim. So when it said the word potter, it didn't mean potter. It meant potter from Nezek Shalim. Chatzin Nezek, you still have to pay. It's Tom, because Tom pays Chatzin Nezek.
What's a Tom?
What's a Tom?
No, I'm saying, no, how do you know it's a Tom here?
That's what we're talking about.
It's a Tom.
It's not a Mu'ud. Reb Tarfon is a Chumrah, which we learned before, that if a Tom in Rishus HaNizik pays a Nezek Shalim. So he got permission to be there, that pays Nezek Shalim. That's how you explain it. Hai Itza, there was a woman. The Ulsa Lemefa Bahi Besa. Okay, she went to go bake in someone else's house. She didn't have any tools, kalim, whatever, so she went to your house to bake. Right? Was she there with permission or not? What? It doesn't say. Azar Barcha, a goat came along, the Mari of the owner, the Besa, the owner of the house, Achla, Lelisha, ate whatever she was needing, he ate it, the goat. Chavil, he got sick, Umis, and he died. Right? So, Cheyuve Rava, Lishalume, Demei Barcha. Rava made the woman pay for the goat. Right? Rava made the woman pay for the goat. Why? Because she should have been more careful.
The goat had permission to be there. She didn't.
What? Right. So, Lema, Pligi Adarav. Maybe he argues on Rav from yesterday. Damar Rav, Havili Shalotokhal. Rav said yesterday, well, the animal shouldn't have eaten it. You don't have to watch. The animal's fault. We said it yesterday. Amri, no. Hachi Hashti, you can't compare the two. Hasam Shalom Barashus. There was without permission. Lo Kibo Lenitirusa. You walk into my property without Rashus and eat my stuff and then say, well, then he says they shouldn't have eaten. That makes sense. Over here, I gave the woman permission. My neighbor said 100%, come into the house, let yourself in, use whatever kale you need, And then the goat came along. So Hacha Bereshus Kibol Linatirusa. It would happen with Rishus. Right? Umayishna. Right? So one second. So therefore it was a Rishus. So therefore what? Therefore it was a Rishus. Right? Therefore what? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Hacha Bereshus Kibol Linatirusa. Debehemto. He promised to watch the animal. The time of the Rava, so what does Rava say? Rava said the woman has to pay for the goat. Why? Why? It was with permission. The goat got ate too much, got sick, it died. It's the woman's responsibility. Why? Because time of the Rava, lav mishum de kasavar demanda al bereshus kiba alimit yuza de behemos de bala chatzar. Not because when she came into the house, she is responsible for any damage that happens through her to the master's animals. No. The ha'ihu hu deshani le'el, because Rava himself learned before, kula rabbanan hi, that the whole yesterday was all the rabbanan, v'uki debal kaderos ki al bereshus lo kibal on the tirusa. He held yesterday that when the bal kaderos comes in, he's not makabal reshus. That's not the reason. V'achak the refarish hayim lekamei delamifa boitz niyusa, because when she's kneading, she needs to do it in a tznius way. You can't do it in its neatest way. Therefore, she's cordoned off. No one should see what she's doing. Her arms are exposed, right? So, v'astaluke miravcha dechatzar. So she goes away from the chatzar. So the owner's not around. Then, somehow, the goat came in. Then she's responsible. It's all separate reason. It has nothing to do with yesterday's reason. It's a separate thing. Only kneading, as the Gemara's going to say. It's a special chumrah by kneading, since she needs to be in private. Because she's not sneas. So she needs to be in private. That's why she's responsible for the goat. Because the owner is not there. The owner's not around. The owner's not around. He's not...
Why not just being in the house no matter what? Considered
what?
Why not just being in there?
Because there's a chiluk between Rishus and not Rishus. Why is being in the house alone?
Yeah,
what do you mean?
She's in the property. It doesn't matter. She's in alone.
Because if you... imagine.
She's in the property just in jail. She's in someone else's property.
Imagine. You tell me, listen, your oven broke. You want to come to my kitchen and do some cooking. I say, no problem. You're in the one half of the kitchen, I'm in the other half of the kitchen. And all of my animal comes, so I was meddling with you. I take my animal and get it away from you. Why are you responsible for that? Just as really as me. Oh, because you is a woman and she needs her privacy, so she's alone in the room. So I'm not even there. So what do you want from me? In that case, the woman's responsible. Makes a lot of sense. Now the Gemara says, Umayishna, what's the difference between that case? Mea Isha, Shinikas Alitchon Chitin Eitzel Balabayas, Shalom Rishos. The woman comes to our rishus to use the guy's kalim, right? To do the grinding. And the animal came and ate her stuff. Right, her stuff. Potter, obviously, came without permission, right? Vimhuzka, and not only that, if the balabayas, vimhuzka means, what? If his animal got hurt, Chayeves, she's chayev to pay. Taima shelo bereshus. That's all because it was without permission. Ha bereshus, potter. But if it was with rishus, she'd be potter. So why is she potter in the case when she comes to the mill, and she's chayev over here by the kneading? Why? Amri, I'll tell you why. Litchon chitim to knead to grind wheat. Kiven delo ba'ayit sniusa. Since you don't need snias for that, you don't need privacy. She could do it standing right next to some guy. Midi lo boy misalke ravcha dechatzer nafshayu va'aleha didei rami natirusa. Therefore, she doesn't need tznius. Therefore, right? Therefore,
the owner
doesn't have to be absent from the location.
Probably there.
And therefore he's there, and therefore he's responsible for his animals. However, aval is lemefa, but to need kivan de boy he tzniusa, since she needs privacy for that. Right, because it's not a sneeze of action activity, so she shouldn't be there and watch it. So Miravsa dechatzer misalki nafshaihu, and therefore he absents himself, the owner. Hilkach ale didah rami netirusa. Therefore, she's responsible.
Because he would say to watch his own animal.
Exactly. So you want to come into my house and be private, to be secluded, and do your work? That's fine. Then you can't blame me if my animal comes and damages you. It's your responsibility. It's fine, 100%. Makes a lot of sense. Next, Hichnas Sharu L'chatzer Balavayis, right?
So
then what would we say? Hichnis shoro lechatzer balabayas. And the balab, well, I guess without rishus, right? Amar Rava, hichnis shoro lechatzer balabayas shalob rishus. I bring my ox to your property without permission. V'chafar baboros sichinu ma'oros. And it digs pits in the property.
The shar,
yeah. Bal hashar chayiv benizge chatzer. The Baal Hashar is chayiv if any damage happens. Right? Does that make sense? Alas, push it. I bring my dog into your property, and my dog digs a hole, and someone gets hurt in there. I'm not responsible for that.
You let the dog in
now. What? No, without rishus. Without rishus. Without permission. You're chayiv. Right? It's so pashut this halacha that why do we need to say it? It's so pashut. But Yeshua says because it's unusual for oxen to dig holes. You have such a thing, such an unusual thing. That's a very unusual. A dog, yeah, not an ox. So my ox dug a ditch, a hole in your property. Such a far fetched thing. It's still chayiv, right? Don't tell me it's different. It's unusual. It's a crazy case. You chayiv. Ubala chatzer chayiv benizke bar. However, the Baal HaChatzer, now in order to be Chayav Bar, it has to be in a public place. So the Baal HaChatzer is mafkir that location. Now it's a Rishus HaRabim, and the Baal HaChatzer is not Chayav for the bar. Not the Baal HaShor.
Right.
The Baal HaChatzer is Chayav for the bar. Why? Afalgav d'amar mar, ki yichra ish bar. Only if a man will uncover a bar. V'lo shor bar. A shor can't make a bar. That's true. Since you could have filled it up, but you didn't fill it up, so now it's your headache, right? You could have filled up the bar. You're right. Oh, Shar can't make a bar, but he did. Now you have two options. You can turn it into a man-made bar, or you can fill it up. So by not filling it up, you're responsible. Make sense?
Good.
Good. You bring a chatzar into your shor into someone's house without permission. V'hizik is balabayas. And he damages the balabayas. How does he damage the balabayas? Directly.
He gores him?
What? Yes. He gores him. Right, exactly. He kicks him. Oh, balabayas, huzak bo. Or the balabayas got damaged because of the shor, but in some indirect way. I don't know.
He says he tripped over him.
Fine. Indirect way. Chayev. No matter what, you chayev. Doesn't matter, direct doesn't make a difference. Ravatz, but if the ox was sitting down, it was lying down or squatting, whatever it is, and that caused damage, then potter. Then the owner of the ox is potter. So, Shem the Ravatz potter, what kind of thing is that? So just because if he's sitting down, now he's potter, the ox, why? What changed? So, Amar of Papa, my Ravatz, what does Ravatz mean? It means, Shehirbitz, Haglalim, right? The ox went to the bathroom, right? V'nitvu kelev shel balabayas, and he damaged the kelim of the balabayas. Okay, imagine this: the haglalim bar, the galalim is a bar, right? V'lo matzinu bar shechayev bar is a kelim. No such thing that a bar is chayev on kelim. So imagine this: you come into my property without permission. I bring my ox urinates on your kalim,
right,
or goes to the bathroom on your kalim, and I'm putter. I went without permission, I ruin your kalim, you can't use him anymore, it's disgusting, and I'm putter. Why am I putter? If I kick you, or damage you, my ox damages you, kicks you, I'm chayv. But on this, I'm putter. Such a funny halacha. Why am I putter? Because the bathroom is considered a bar, and bar is putter on kalim. Can I tell you? Daf mem ches amud aleph to Gemara se. What?
Amadazach.
Now Rashi says v'nitvu kelev. It's a long Rashi, but it's kedai to read it. He says la'achar mikan, and then the kelev got damaged subsequently. Right? He might be making. V'dafka kelev. The only kelev is like this. Avol hu atzmu huzak chayav balashar. If you got damaged by that or by any other way. Right, v'lo patrina le mishum ish bar v'lo shor bar, That's not a heter. Why? In other words, what Rashi's saying is, what if the animal went to the bathroom on me, and it damaged me? So that of course, the Baal HaShor is chayev. Why? Because we have a statement of that a shor can't make a bar.
It's not a bar.
The stuff that comes out of the animal, we're saying it's the status of a bar. It's the din of a bar.
Okay.
Right? You could trip over it. That's the status of a bar. So that the urine is a bar. Right, so the urine ruined the keli. Bar can't be, not chayev on kelim. What if the urine damaged me? What if it damaged me? It's a rashi to chayev. Chayev on the owner. A shor can't make a bar. Didn't we just say that 2 minutes ago? A shor can't make a bar. So why, if you damage me, are you chayev? So Rashi explains, so you have to make a distinction between that the urine damaged b'shas nefila, or later. Right? There's a puddle there. That's different than as it came out and hurt me. Kigon galalim, just like galalim.
That's why I'm having a problem. If he damaged him directly, then why is it bar?
Who damaged who directly?
The shard. By going to the bathroom, damage the person directly.
Right.
In other words,
That it's not a bar. Right.
That's
not a bar. Therefore, you're chayev. What about if it's later?
Later,
it's a puddle and a chip over the puddle.
That's
right. Kigon shenafla gemalo. The camel fell down. Velo hamida. You didn't pick it up. Mechayevin le mishum bar. You're chayev on a bar. Afagav the ihu lo kriya ela gamal karo. But you didn't do that. The camel himself did it. And a camel can't make a bar. Given the b'shas nefilah today, you were there when it happened. V'alai lisiluke kimo dekari ihu dami. It's as if you do. What kind of thing is that? A shor can't make a bar. I'm watching the shor go to the bathroom, and I'm not cleaning it up. Oh, I'm not responsible because the shor made the bar, not me. That's ridiculous, right? The afal gav de mafkule baser shaita. Now I'm mafkirit because I don't want that urine. That doesn't really excite me. I don't need that. Velo dummy lusharo shechafar bar brishus rab de chafir alavdi dehu. That's different than when the shar digs a bar, digs a pit. Like I said before, the shar digs a pit, right? Uludalil hanikshar beregal tarnagol meilav, or where the there's a bucket somehow tied to the foot of a chicken, right? The little lavdi dehu, it's not his. So you have to make a distinction between at the same time having the ability to clean it up. If you knew about it, all these factors going on. Now, so what does the Gemara say? Again, a bar is not, a shor cannot be chayev, a bar is not chayev on kelim. So when the shor goes to the bathroom, that has the status of a bar, you're not chayev on kelim. Ha, nichol Shmuel, that's only good according to Shmuel Dharma, says, kol takala barhu. Any takala is a bar. Anything could be a bar. El rav dharma demafkele ma'ikol ameimar. It can only be a bar until you mafker it, right? So what are you going to say over here? In other words, why is it a bar? You weren't mafkirit yet. Yeah. So Amri, what kind of answer? What kind of thing is that? Stam galalim afkuri mafkalu. Stam, yeah, most of the time, stam galalim is being mafkir. The guy doesn't need that. He doesn't want that. He wasn't mafkirit yet. It takes another 5 seconds to mafkirit. Doesn't make a difference. Same thing. Okay. So Amar Rava. We're on the first wide line on Amar Aleph. Amar Rava. Nichnas lechatzer balabayis shelo bereshus. You enter into a chatzer without permission. Vehizik is balabayis. You damage the balabayis. Your ox damages the balabayis. Oh, balabayis, huzak bo. Or either, that means direct, indirect. Either he gets damaged directly or he gets damaged indirectly. Chayiv, you are chayiv. Right? Hiziko balabayis. Right? If the balabayis damages him, potter. The balabayis is potter. Why is he potter?
He had no business being there.
Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, listen to Rav Papa. Lo amar and el delo have yadabe. That's only true if you didn't know the guy was there. I'm with my kid and I'm pretending we're explorers and I'm going through the backyard and I bump into you and I hurt you. Then I'm potter. I didn't know you were there. What are you doing on my property? Get out of my property. What are you doing here? I'm potter. Avo have a yada bay. But if I knew you were there, right? Even if it's without permission. I'm watching, I see something. You'll go into the backyard, and there are kids in my backyard. It's like, what are you doing here? Right? The kids in my backyard.
Right.
his equal balabayas, and I damage them, chayiv. Of course I'm chayiv. My time, or why? Bishum the amalek, because those kids can say to me, he, it's true. The islach rishos lafuke. You have permission to throw us out of here. That's true. We have no right to be on your trampoline. We have no right to do that. It's not yours, it's not our. However, lazuki leslach rishos, you don't have permission to go shooting now, practice in your yard, and damage it. You don't have to do that. What? Maybe in America. Maybe in America. If you know they're there, what do you mean? What are you doing to me? You have knife throwing practice now and I'm standing over here? You're right, you can throw me out. You can't hurt me. Make sense?
Well, what about the process?
Makes sense, no?
What about the process of throwing him out? He hurts him.
What? I don't know. Okay. Vazlu Tamayu. This is consistent. Amar Rava, Vitam Rav Papa, Shneham Birshus. Let's say two people have permission to be there. So Rashi says on top, Kigon, for example, Bereshus HaRabim. It's in Bereshus HaRabim. Oh, Chatzar HaShutfin, or it's they both own it. Oh, Shidasan Lo Balabayas, Bereshus Lichanes. Oh, they're both allowed to be there. Either way, it doesn't matter. Oh, Shteim Shlo Bereshus. Well, they're both not allowed to be there. Right? So, Hiziku Zeze, Chayavin. If they damage each other, they're Chayav. Why not? Right? Hiziku Zeze, Zebze, Hutzku Zebze, Peturin. If they got damaged from each other indirectly, then they're both potter. Right? Because it was indirect, so then it wasn't on purpose. Right? They trip over each other. That's an accident. They're potter. The time of the Shneim Rishos or Shneim Shlo Rishos. That's only because they're both in the same status. They're both Rishos or they're both Lo Rishos. Aval Echad Rishos v'Echad Shlo Rishos. But if one has the right to be there, one doesn't have the right to be there. It's my house and you're not welcome here. Right? The Birishos Potter, Shalom Birishos Chayev. Pashtas. Very good. Now, then we said in the Mishnah, Nafal Labar, Vehivish Meim of Chayev. If the animal fell into the water and he soured the water, then the Balashar is Chayev. Right?
Yeah, we said the well.
What? The well. Amar Rava, Lo Shanu El Shehivish Bishas Nefila. It's only true if he damaged it while he fell in. While he fell in. Aval achar nefila, but after he fell in, then pater balashar. The balashar is pater. Pater, he's pater to pay. My time, what's the reason for that? I'll tell you why, it's very simple. Have a shor bar. Because the shor has the status of a bar. And mayim, kalim. The mayim has the status of a keli. Velo matzinu bar shechayev bo is a kalim. Bar is not chayev on kalim. So if the shor falls in, if it's on its way in, what's that? That's shor. That damages the water. That's chayev. That's no different than a shor falling on a keli. Shor falls on a keli, yechayev. Shor falls on water, water's also a keli. Yechayev. That animal's been sitting there for a week. Now you potter. Why? Because the shor is dead, the shor. The shor is going to turn into a bar. And a bar is potter on kalim. You hear this? It's an unbelievable thing. Right? Why is a shor? So what's the reason that a bar is potter on kalim? It's a drasha. Yes. Chamor shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kalim. Right. What's the svar for that? What? So we're going to get to it. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, later in the week, we start bar. We leave this, whatever this is, and we start bar. Right, what are the parameters of bar? I was preparing it last night. I said to my wife, "It's so funny, a bar. It's so easy, right? The kruch locas from Yakiva with Shmuel makes it so complicated, right? It's such a simple thing. Bar. You put something in the street, you get hurt. No, can't be so easy. So maybe we'll get to that about the Caleb. It doesn't really sound like it's such a nice halacha. The shar sitting in the pit for a week, and you putter on the water. Why? Shar bar. Shar is a bar, and bar's putter on Caleb. And what is a Caleb? Funny halacha, no?
I
need the hezber. What?
How do you know what is a keli? What do you mean by that?
Because Rashi had once said, once upon a time, everything's a keli.
Except
people and animals.
Uh-huh.
Right? What else is it?
I don't know.
Right? Hanichu l'Shmuel de Omar kol takala barhu. That's good according to Shmuel. Said anything could be a bar. El rav d'amar ad demafkele maikele meimar. You have to be mafkered first in order for it to be a bar. So what are you going to say? Right? Now, you're not mafkir the shor. The urine may be your mafkir. That you don't need. The shor maybe not. So you're not mafkir it. So what's it going on here? Gemara says, you're right. Ella, he idmar hachi idmar. Amar Rava lo shano el shevish mi gufo. That's only, so in other words, you only chayiv if you're hivish, if it makes, forget this thing of falling in later, if it's migufo. The body of the animal itself caused damage. Avol me ivish me recho, this water doesn't really smell so good, right? It's the recho of the shor that damaged it, then you're potter. Why you potter? Why you potter? Rashi says it's only a grama. The Rashi of Ela me reche, lav gufehu. It's not the body of the shor. The stench of the nevela comes on its own. The nevela gromahu, that's a groma. Shagoremes l'sirchon shiavo, it causes the foulness to come later. That's a groma, and that guy's potter on that. That's why he's potter. You only chayv on its way in. Once it's sitting there, then you potter. My time, groma almahu, groma almahu, lo machayv. Groma almahu, you're not chayv. Then we said, haya aviv obno l'socho, mashal yves hakofer. If the father or the son were in the bor at the time the animal fell in, then you have to pay kofar. Right? So, vamai, why are you paying kofar? Hatamhu. But the animal's a tam. There's a machlokes if a tam pays chatzi kofar. That's like a minority opinion. The consensus is a tam doesn't pay kofar. So what's going on here? Very hard gemara now. Amar Rav, b'muad lipal al b'nei adnan b'boros askinan. Is a muad to fall into bars and kill people. That's what he's a muad for. You hear this?
He's a muad for falling into a bar.
And killing people. So that's why he pays kofar. You're right. He's a tam for nezek. He's a peaceful bar, peaceful shard, never damaged anybody. Except when he sees a pit, he jumps right in. And that's what he does. Mashugana. And he killed people already. So, ihachi bakatlehu.
He should have been killed
already. Right? Now look at Rashi, Barkat Lehu, right? Benefila Kamaisa. By the first time he did that, Va'ech Ba Lidei Muad. What's he doing here? Bishlam Agabi Muad Dinegichos. If it's a Muad for damage, mamish damage, Ikala Meimar, because they repair Leel. We could say before the Arak Va'ad the Katal Va'arak. He killed it. He ran away. Remember, he had all those reasons. Right. How could a muad ever be around? Why wasn't it killed yet?
Right.
So we gave all these reasons. It ran away. Inami she'ein makirin as a shor. You don't know which shor it is. You only know that it came from that flock. Inami shehuz muzome zomim. The zomim would turn into Adam zomim themselves. All these crazy cases. Aval zeh lo ola menabar. Here, you can't say that any of these answers. The animal's in the pit. It's sitting in there. Didn't run away. We know which one it is. Right? So, V'lo ein makirin, v'lo huzmu. None of these things apply. The milsa the itzle kalahi. Everybody knows. Everybody heard. Oh my goodness! Hear what happened? The shor fell into the bar and killed the guy's son. Everyone knows about that. And the bar sitting there. So how did it ever happen that it became a mu'ah? That it became a mu'ah? It wasn't killed yet. You can't give any of the answers from before. It ran away. Well, they didn't know which one. You can't give those answers. So how did it happen? So Gemara says, "Amar v'yosef dechaza yarka v'nafal." No. On the edge of the bar was grass. The animal saw the grass. So he went for the grass, and he fell in. That happens three times. So how does that make a difference? Now it's long Rashi here. Ready? The Chazayarka. Long Rashi. You ready for the Rashi? Esev al piya bar. There was grass on the edge of the bar. Ubol le'achol v'nafal. He wanted to eat it, and he fell in. It was a tree. He tripped and he fell in. Da'ach nefila lo ikavin. There's no kavana to fall in. He didn't jump in to attack people. No kavana. Umihu kofer shalom b'kavana mashalim b'nefila achrona. Kofer without kavana, you still pay if it's the third time. So the first two times, there was no kofer. It was a freak accident. Afal pi she'ein ashar b'skila, even though the shar doesn't get skila, shmein l'rav, damar patem mizeh umizeh, Hani mili b'muad l'negichos b'kavana v'orak la'agma b'rishonos. That's where it was a muad for the goring, but he ran away. V'nagach dalit shelo b'kavana patel ha'midzeres ha'kasef. Then the fourth time, the talk of the damage now is without kavana. That's exeres ha'kasef. Hashar yisakal v'gab alef. Kol zman she'ein hashar b'skila ein b'ayla m'shalem kofer. Avol zeh shelo ha'zim ha'chiv skila klal. There's no chiv skila here. Ain had the also el the kofer shall shein veregel b'chatzar nizik. All you have is kofer on shein and regel in the chatzar nizik, right? The karmin beregel shadars al gabitino. Animals trampled the baby. Didn't do it on purpose, right? B'chatzar nizik the ikka kofer beregel. Of course he made kofer for that. Af al gav the lo shu b'kavanahu wasn't b'kavanah. Vein ashar b'skila the shah doesn't get killed. Hachanami here too. The chazayarki saw the grass. V'nafal told of the sheni. It's told of shein. Why is it told of shein? The mischavin lan also. He wanted to eat. Aye, damage happened. Fine. So you pay kofar, but the animal doesn't get killed. Even if it happens three times. That's what's going on here. Vim tomar, mashunahi ve'ein ze shein. It's not shein. Kivon da'ayayed le urchi. What do you mean? Since it's the third time, it's already normal. Uluk be lahach nefilach rona b'mischavin v'ashar b'skila lo matzinu. Okay, fine. So that's how it can be. It's a funny case. He never wanted to jump in the shark, just wants to eat. But if a shark kills somebody while doing shein, there is kofar for that. Now it's the third time, now it's for sure kofar.
But the first time is a freak accident, really ones, so the third time should not...
It's always a freak accident.
No, I'm saying it's an ones.
It's not an ones.
It's not a freak accident.
It's not considered an ones, no. Now, Ushmuel Amar, another vart, Hamani, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, Damar Tam Shalom Chatzi Kofer, Tam Peis Chatzi Kofer. Right? And Tosva says, why couldn't Shmuel just say the first answer? Because the first answer is a little far-fetched. Right? So you don't want to give that answer. Ula Amar, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, Damar Kerb Tarfon, Damar Karen Bechatzer Nezek Shalom Shalom. You have to pay Nezek Shalom. Hachinami Kofer Shalom Shalom. You pay a full Kofer. That's why we say the father and the son were in there. What's the father and son being there? Why would it have to be father and son? So Rashi says, to have a Karen b'chatzar anizik, to show you that it was in the chatzar anizik. Because it was my father in my house. It's my chatzar anizik. El Shmuel, my area of Ubuno, I feel acharnami. It could be anybody. The Rashi says, you're right. Or the Bilzik Tani. You're right. Chances are it was someone's relative, right? Ibhichnis b'rishos b'alachatzar chayiv. But if you brought it in with Rishos, then the Bala Chatzar is Chayef. Itmar, Rav Amar Hilchasa Ketana Kama, Ushmuel Amar Hilchasa Karebi. Does the owner of the Chatzar have to say, I'll be responsible for any damage? That's a machlokas. How we paskin. Tanar Banan, Kinos Sharcha Vishomro. If someone says, the Bala Chatzar says, bring your Shor, and I'll watch it. Right? Hizik. If he damaged the balabayis, chayiv, right? The balashar has to pay. Huzak, but if the animal got damaged, then potter. I'm sorry, I said the case wrong. Tadarabanan, start over. Knel sharcha, you bring your shor into my property. Vishomro, you watch it. You watch it. I'm not taking, you watch it. So hizak, if he shor did damage, chayiv, the balashar has to pay. Huzak, if the Bala Chatzar's shor got hurt, potter. Huzak means the Bala Shar's, the guest got hurt, potter. The Bala Chatzar doesn't have to pay. Kinar Shar Chavani Yashmerenu, you bring it in and I'll watch it, right? Huzak, Chayiv, Hizik, potter. Very good. So, a second. Hagufa Kasha, it doesn't make any sense. Why? Amarti, you first said, Kinar Shar Chu Shmaro, bring it in and you watch it. Hizik, Chayiv, Huzak, potter. So what do we say? If the owner got hurt, chayiv. If the other one got hurt, putter. Taima, why is that? The amalei shamro, because he said you watch it. The chayiv balashar upata balachatzer, right? Hostama. The inference is the inference now. What if we wouldn't say anything? Hey, come, yeah, you want to come for a drink? Come over for a coffee now. You have your shor. Bring your shor with you, right? Stama balachatzer putter. The implication is the halach would be exact opposite. The bestama mekabel alei tirusa, because by stam you're mekabel. Ema seifa. What about the seifa? Kinar sharcha v'yesh merenu. You bring your animal in. I'll watch it. Hizak chayiv. Huzak chayiv. Hizak potter. Right. That's what he said. Time adar malei v'yesh merenu. That's only because I said I'll watch it. Who the mechayy balachatzer part the balashar? That's why that halacha is like that. Hastama, but if it would have been stam, chayy balashar part the balachatzer. Why the bistama? Lo kibbal and tirusa, because stam he didn't accept anything. Asan LeRebbe, the Amar Adji Kalam Zuzab Alabai is Lishmar, it has to be Mamish. Reisha Rabban of a Sefer Rebbe, could that be? So Amar Balazar, Tavra, it can't be. Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu, it can't be. Rava Amar, no. Kula Rabbanan, the whole thing is Rabbanan. And Aidi Dinas of Reisha Shamro, in the Reisha we said, when you'll watch it, Sefer Tani Sefer Ashmerenu. Sefer said, I'll watch it, but it's Lav Dafkahu. It's Lav Dafka, and even if he didn't say anything Beferesh, like we hog the Chachamim. Let's see if we can get to the Mishnah. Rav Papa Amar, no. Kula Rebbe he. The whole sheet is Rebbe. And you have to Beferesh say, I'm going to be Makabal it. For several of Kerb Tarfa. But he holds a Kerb Tarfa, the Amar who says, Karen Bechatzar and Nizik. Karen Bechatzar and Nizik. Nezik Shalim Beshalim. Hilkach, therefore, Amale, when the Bala Chatzar says to the Bala Shar, Shamro, you watch it. Lo Makni Le B'makom Machatzar. He never was mapped him anywhere. Therefore, Amale Karen Bechatzar and Nizik. The Karen Bechatzar and Nizik, Nezik Shalim Beshalim. Lo Amale Shamro, if he didn't say anything, right? He gave him Rishos. Aknuye Aknile Makom Bechatzar. He's giving him a location. Pavale Chatzar Hashutfin. They're like partners now. Bechatzar Hashutfin. They know Mashal Veli Chatzin Nezek. And you only have to pay a Chatzin Nezek. Okay? Whew, very good. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.